second Phi to win down. After 2.6 meters, Ada Theft exposes wallet flaw. Second Phi, a Cardano-based DeFi platform, is winding down operations after roughly $2.6 million in ADA was stolen through a vulnerability in its wallet setup, according to a July 22 report from Cointelegraph. Affected users are still waiting on the recovery tooling the team said it would ship, leaving the platform's closure and the return of funds on two separate uncertain timelines. The theft and the shutdown together make this less a single incident and more a case study in how quickly a small DeFi project can go from operating to unwinding once the trust in its custody breaks. The flaw sat in the wallet layer, not the market. The reported cause was a wallet vulnerability rather than a bad trade, an Oracle manipulation, or a governance attack. That distinction matters. Oracle and lending exploits, like the Albridge Core flash loan drain, abuse the economic logic of a protocol. A wallet flaw is more fundamental. It sits at the point where user funds are actually held and signed for. When that layer fails, no amount of clever protocol design downstream protects the balance. Cardano's ecosystem has been in the security conversation for other reasons this month. The recently activated Van Rossum hard fork pushed scaling changes decided by token holders, and a separate cross-chain incident hit a Cardano BNB bridge earlier in July. Second Phi's failure is a different category again. It was not the base chain or a bridge that broke, but an application built on top of it. Recovery tools that arrive after the shutdown help no one on time. The gap between announcing a wind down and delivering recovery tools is where users get stranded. A platform that is closing has little incentive and often little funding to keep engineering a fix. Staff leave. Infrastructure gets switched off to cut costs. The promise of a recovery path can outlive the team's actual ability to deliver one. For users, the practical problem is that funds tied up in a closing protocol are neither clearly lost nor clearly recoverable. They exist in a limbo that can last months. History here is not encouraging. When Celsius collapsed, its users spent years in bankruptcy proceedings, and the Celsius co-founders only recently reached a $6 million FTC settlement that did little for individual depositors. Second Phi is far smaller, but the structure of the weight is similar. Custody design is the real lesson for card and wallet users. The Second Phi story lands on a point that matters well beyond one Cardano app. Where your assets sit and who controls the keys determines your exposure when something breaks. Custodial platforms concentrate that risk in the provider. If the provider is hacked or becomes insolvent, your balance moves with it. That is the counterparty risk baked into any product that holds your funds for you, including many custodial crypto card programs. Self-custody setups push control back to the user and remove that single point of failure, but they shift the burden too. A bug in the wallet you rely on, or a mistake in how you hold your keys, becomes your problem alone. Second Phi shows the darker version of that trade, where the tooling users trusted to hold ADA was itself the weak point. For anyone spending crypto directly from their own wallet, the takeaway is not self-custody is unsafe. It is that the software in the custody path deserves the same scrutiny as the yield or the rewards rate. A card or wallet is only as sound as the code signing its transactions. Small platforms fail quietly, and that is the risk. Balance Coin lost 99% of its value the same day after an Oracle exploit, and Second Phi is closing over a $2.6 million theft. Neither is a market-moving number on its own. Bitcoin traded at $65,836 and ETH at $119.20 as of July 22, 2026, both down about 1% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 39. The macro tape barely registered these events. That is precisely the danger. Small platform failures do not show up in the price of major assets, so they are easy to overlook until you are the user waiting on a recovery tool that may never ship. Due diligence on where funds are held is not a headline activity. It is the unglamorous work that decides whether a bad week for a protocol becomes a bad year for you.